You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped. Devastating to the FBI. And to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
The Russians offered help, which we know they did. The campaign accepted help, which we know they did.
It never happened.
Can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now, so...
Pure fiction.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
It's fiction. We made it up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, listen, it's not going to be easy. It never is. There will be people throwing tomatoes when we're running. You know, and I don't mean that literally. I'm not trying to give anybody an idea.
Why are you throwing tomatoes at yourself, huh?
It's in a guaranteed way to be saved by how.
You're just saying sounds. There's sounds.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I just hope those are rotten tomatoes they're throwing at us. You know, the kinds that just splat. 844-500-4242. It gets worse. This Durham report, I've been looking it over. I haven't read it. I don't have the stomach for it, but I've been studying the excerpts that I'm seeing. And you know, Durham did a pretty good job of putting it all together. He was given an impossible task, and he at least has put it all together. And you know, there's so much here to get through. And we're just going to start with that. And we're also going to get to the Daniel Penny situation with the ex-Marine who is now charged with second-degree manslaughter in New York. There's another case in San Francisco where a security guard shot a trans man. Yes, a trans man. And the district attorney in San Francisco, Brooke Jenkins, refused to prosecute the guy. They have everything on videotape. So you have a better chance of justice in San Francisco than you do in New York. That's a sad state of affairs, although probably to be expected at this point. 844-500-4242. We have the VIPs are here today. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thanks for coming in, everybody. We have Al McGoucha coming in. He's going to feed us. I'm looking forward to that. I told him to just leave me some sausages and cheese bread and potato salad. That's all I ask. They can have
meat conglomerates.
The meat conglomerate. By the way, there is big meat. Apparently, that was another lie from the Brandon administration. But we don't even have time to get into that today. Maybe we do later on. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Again, I keep coming back to this guy, Chuck Dolan, the guy he's from Massachusetts. He worked for he's a hack, went to UMass, University of Massachusetts. Now I'm told he's Irish born. I knew he was Irish American, but you know, now another slur on the Irish that this guy, he was arrested for drunk driving. I was the only one who ever reported that. It took me about 10 minutes to find it. I guess I'm the last reporter left who can search a courthouse database. But no one's interested in it. He's got a job on the advisory board of the UMass Political Science Department, and he's never been fired. When I call up to find out if he's been fired, they say, well, why are you even asking that question? It's in the Durham report. They devote 6 pages to this guy that nobody's interested in. Nobody cares about him. He is the source. The Durham people say no. You know, they say success has 1,000 fathers, failure is an orphan. The P tape is an orphan. Nobody wants to take credit for that ridiculous story about the prostitutes in the Ritz-Carlton peeing on the bed because the Obamas slept in it. Totally made up. A drunken story. By a couple of drunks named Danchenko and Donlan, fed to Steele. I don't even know what he is, other than a sinister foreign national. And it turns out that Durham, John Durham, thinks that Dolan was the source of the P-tape story. And no one has any interest in this? No, not my newspaper isn't interested. The Boston Globe isn't interested. The Washington Post, the New York Times. Nobody cares. MSNBC, CNN. I mean, this is a story that's Watergate times 100. And nobody cares about the guy who invented the centerpiece of the story? It is just astonishing. 844. Our investigation revealed that it was Dolan, not Danchenko, who actually interacted with hotel staff. This is the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, identified in the Steele reports. So between the two, Dolan appears the more likely source of the allegations. And again, nobody cares. But there's other stuff here that's really interesting. And 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, if you want to join us. There's another one, Carter Page. Now, we've had him on the show before. He's suing for millions of dollars. He went to the U.S. Naval Academy. He was listed in a newspaper story as being one of Donald Trump's unpaid advisors, foreign affairs advisors. You know, you just need to have these groups of people that are going to advise you. So if somebody asks you, you can say, I'm getting advice from some distinguished foreign affairs experts. So they put this guy on there. And pretty soon he's got FBI agents crawling up his you-know-what. But listen, but it gets worse than that, because as you know, he was a source for the CIA when they were investigating some Russians, because he knew some Russians and he was trying to do business in Russia, so they recruited him, and he went to work for the CIA. So then the FBI is like high school. The FBI is jealous, so they want to get him CHS, confidential human source. They're CW, they're cooperating witness, okay? Page had been approached by the intelligence officers, this is the FBI, in an apparently failed recruitment effort. Okay? So they're angry about that. In April 2016, shortly after Page was named as an advisor to the Trump campaign, the New York field office opened a counterintelligence investigation of him. He had provided evidence against Russian spies for the CIA. The CIA told the FBI later on that he was a source, and they changed it. That led to the conviction of the lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith. A lawyer, he altered, fabricated an email from the CIA to make it appear that he was not an asset of the CIA. But they were basically scorned suitors for his services, so they decided to investigate him. And then Hillary Clinton's paid operatives, Steele, Danchenko, Dolan, said that he had been offered a bribe of one-fifth of a Russian energy company to introduce them, the Russians, to the Trump campaign. And this energy, you know what the energy company was worth at the time? $55 billion. So in other words, the Steele dossier said that Carter Page had been offered an $11 billion bribe to make introductions. And they just lapped it right up. The FBI pretended it was real. The media pretended it was real. The Washington Post and the New York Times reported it and then gave themselves Pulitzer Prizes for their deeply sourced reporting. 617, does any of this really surprise you? No, it doesn't surprise me, but I like having it out there in black and white. It's here now for the permanent record. 844-500-4242. It's just outrageous. 919 says, what's this report I'm hearing that 20,000 taxpaying Massachusetts residents have fled the state, taking $4.3 billion with them? That was in 2020. What do you think's going on now? We'll talk more about that later. We've got so much stuff to get to. 844 844- 500-4242. You know, is anyone, Blinken is on Capitol Hill right now. Is anyone going to ask him about setting up the 51 confidential intelligence community officials? Is anyone ask him about that? Did anyone ask Kirby at the White House press briefing today about the fact that Joe Biden was in on the August 2016 briefing when Brennan told everybody, including Comey and Obama and Biden, that Hillary Clinton was concocting this secret dossier to try to frame Donald Trump? They all knew it was fake in August. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. No one in mask cares about Dolan. He's carrying water and on the team. Well, there's still 35-40% of us in the state of Massachusetts, in the Commonwealth, who aren't on the team, you know? I think we care. And, you know, I can't carry the ball all by myself. You know, I did a column for tomorrow on Gropey Baker, the governor's son, because these things are coming at me too fast. And so I said, well, is someone going to call and ask UMass if they fired Dolan yet? And I thought, you know what? I can hold that story. I can hold it. I don't have a lot of competition. No one's going to scoop me on that no comment from UMass that I can put in the Friday paper. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We will take your calls in just a moment. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-pack, you can use a couple for yourself, as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. And this is a question we've done before, but it seems appropriate yet again. And Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, who knows something about law, he was the former AG out there. He brought it up last night on one of the channels. Cut three.
There needs to be a lot more than reports, Jesse. People need to be prosecuted for this. The Clinton campaign and Hillary Clinton herself. Is it any coincidence that she is tweeting about collusion at exactly the same time her campaign operatives are feeding this BS to the FBI? I don't think so. There needs to be consequences for her and also for the FBI. FBI leadership has clearly got to be changed. And Jesse, I'm of the mind we need to end the FBI as we know it. It needs to be broken up. I mean, clearly it has become corrupt. The leadership is corrupt. You can talk to FBI agents in the field. I was just doing this just this past week. Great folks in my home state, all over the place, but they're not served by this leadership. This leadership has become totally, radically politicized, and we've got to change it.
See, that I I play that because he's a U.S. senator. Me, I'm just a crank who the FBI gave C4 explosive to gangsters to blow me up in the driveway of my house. I try not to hold a grudge, but, you know, that's sometimes it's just not possible. But that's a senator who said that the FBI needs to be disbanded. So, Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, should the FBI be disbanded?
Yes.
90% say yes.
Only 90%?
10% apparently work for the FBI and listen to the show.
They're trying to find some more C4 explosives that they can give to some hoodlum to put in my driveway. By the way, I didn't report that. Other people reported that was done, and they got the explosives from the FBI, the gangsters. 844-500-4242. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. I'll tie these together here. You've been following the case of the Marine in the New York City,
yes,
City subway.
Yes, Daniel Penny.
Homicide.
Yes.
Yep. And they set up a give, send, go account for him, and they're closing in on about $2 million, if I recall.
Over 2 million now.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason is because for once, we actually had somewhere to direct our anger, and it came in the form of giving. In something like this, we're all upset, Howie. Don't get us wrong. We just need somewhere, some direction from you or powers on high, that where should we direct our anger? Give out a phone number to the guy at UMass or something. We'll flood his phone line. Something. But just give us some direction on which way to go to help direct our anger. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you. I wish I could. I know a guy, this guy, I used to know him. He worked in the press gallery. Not Dolan, but the guy who answers the phones at UMass. He doesn't answer the phones at UMass. You just have to email him. And you see him on his thing, it says his pronouns are he and him. I knew this guy before he had pronouns. I knew him before anybody had pronouns. And it's just like he can't. I call him for two things. I say any news on that investigation, the forensic investigation of the racist emails that were sent out now 2 years ago. They've spent tens of thousands of dollars. They don't know. It's like the Supreme Court leaker. They don't know. The people who vandalized the portraits of the black professors at Harvard Law. They don't know. And now I ask him, when are they going to fire Chuck Dolan? Why would we fire Chuck Dolan? He's a great guy. He got a continued without a finding on his drunk driving rap, you know? I don't know. Todd, I wish I knew who to call for any of these matters. But you're right. I mean, Penny is raising money. He's got $2.3 million. I think it's going to be enough to get him off. It's just outrageous. And he's got witnesses and other video, and some of the people are people of color. Who were glad that he was there. It was outrageous what happened to him. Thanks for the call, Todd. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Look at all the people that got arrested, like Roger Stone, Michael Flynn, the campaign manager, Manifold. I mean, they're not going to arrest anyone for this, for Russian collusion? No one gets arrested?
I know. Well, you know, their fallback, John, is that, well, there were convictions, but there were convictions that were totally unrelated to Russian collusion. You know, they got Manafort on. So Dolan admitted he made up stuff about Manafort. He actually admitted that he made up stuff in the Steele dossier about Manafort. It's just, you know, how about Andrew Weissman? Do we have time for the Andrew Weissman cut? We probably don't. He spent $40 million. This was Mueller's lieutenant here. Cut 7. Oh no, it's too. We don't have time for it. We don't have time for it. We'll play it in later on. So this guy goes on and says, I still believe there was Russian collusion. This was the guy who actually handled the investigation. He was basically earlier thrown out of the Southern District of New York's prosecution office. They had to toss out all the convictions that he got because of his prosecutorial misconduct. He comes back in and tries the same tactics on Trump, doesn't succeed. And now he's on TV after spending $40 million in taxpayer bucks to try to convict Trump of crimes he didn't commit. And he says, I still think there was something there. Well, you know what? I think the moon is made out of green cheese, but it doesn't make it real, does it? Huh? We'll be right back with Grace in the News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As 508, is it true there's a missing whistleblower? Well, didn't Comer actually say that there's 9 out of the 10 whistleblowers are either in court, in jail, or missing? So I guess there's probably more than one missing whistleblower. And now they've shut down the IRS investigation into Hunter Biden that the whistleblower was part of, that the guy who turned over the evidence to. So it's just one of those things.
They just want to bring in a team that's going to be on the level, Howie.
Yeah.
How long has this investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes been going on? I feel like you've had your run-ins with the IRS. Does it usually take them 5 years for every single person? Because now I understand why they need 80,000 new IRS agents if it takes this long for each investigation.
Again, I keep coming back to it. They got the computer in December of 2019. The letter about that it was Russian disinformation went out in October of 2020, 10 months later. And Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray did not bother to correct the letter by the 51 members of the so-called intelligence community. No good deed goes unpunished. Wray and Barr were appointed by Donald Trump.
Yeah, and speaking of Christopher Wray, I do want to read you this headline. It says, the FBI responded to the Durham report on Monday. This is from the Epoch Times. By acknowledging mistakes in its 2016-2017
investigation. I read it during the 6 o'clock hour, and then I threw up into the wastebasket.
They're acknowledging their missteps.
Missteps. I robbed a bank, okay? I shot a few people. It was a misstep. You know, everybody makes a mistake. Come on, Grace.
They've been putting in corrective measures. And if the measures they have now were in place in 2016, then none of this would have happened.
You know, this is like everything that's been going on in this country. You know, if we just had a few more laws. They don't enforce the laws they got on the books now, so they want to have some more laws or some more regulations. Like, that's going to make a difference.
You know, Howie, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been reading all these different chyrons today about the FBI's reaction to this and about Durham's reaction to it and what he thinks. And I keep seeing this phrase, like, fidelity to the law or fidelity.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, the motto of the FBI, fidelity, bravery, and integrity, none of which they have.
Yeah, and he said something, and I don't want to misquote him, but I'm just going to paraphrase it. He said something like, it doesn't make sense to put in new measures when really they just need to go back to the old way. And I was thinking, I think that ship has sailed. I think this whole thing, I mean, you just played that sound from Senator Josh Hawley. It feels like it's too corrupt to fix at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's like they always talk about immigration reform. What immigration reform do we need? We just need to go back to the old laws where if you want to come into the United States, you need a sponsor who's going to sign a binding affidavit saying that you, the immigrant, are not going to become a ward of the state, a public charge. That's all you need. And then every 6 months, they have to go down to the local police department and give a good account of themselves. That's all you need. Everything was under control in the 50s and the 60s. There's guys here that have come into the country. They're keeping their nose clean.
Yeah, I actually talked to a woman yesterday.
In this room.
Howie, there was a woman, actually not yesterday, last week, who called in, and she said that her parents have since, they lived here, they immigrated here, and then they moved out, and then that now they want to come back. And she said the process is unbelievable what you still have to do if you're doing it the right way.
Right.
Which, it drives her crazy because she watches the B-roll on Fox and Newsmax, and she thinks, why don't I just have my parents go to the border and walk right through?
Right. No, people text in all the time, said, I need a new cell phone. I'm going down to the border.
Yeah.
Do a dog paddle across the border and get an EBT card, too.
Another sound cut that's picking up steam is Barack Obama did an interview on CBS. And he was talking about, and this is a common question that, you know, political figures get, like, what keeps you up at night? What really troubles you? Mm-hmm. I know that yesterday on your show, when Caroline Levitt filled in for my show as well, you both talked about Joe Biden's speech where he said his biggest fear for the country right now is white supremacy. Well, Obama's fear is people like you, people who have a microphone and aren't part of the three main channels.
Not part of state-run media?
Yes. So I wanted to play this cut and get your reaction. This is former President Barack Obama on his post-presidency fears.
The thing that I'm most worried about is the degree to which we've now have a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media, right? So
divided media.
I'm much older than you, Nate.
You don't look it, though.
That's what I was fishing for. But when I was coming up, you had
another slob
three TV stations.
Yeah.
And people were getting a similar sense of what is true and what isn't, what was real and what was not.
Mitt Romney said the same thing. Remember that? He did.
They longed for the days where there was just three TV stations. And really, yeah. they didn't mind when there was multiple... these Democrats, they didn't mind when there was multiple TV stations that were all Democrat news 24/7. But I think now they're just bothered that, you know, people like Ben Shapiro, people like Tucker Carlson on Twitter, people on Rumble, that right. they're able to
Newsmax.
Garner.
Newsmax crushed CNN on yeah. Friday night in the ratings.
And that really bothers them, that people, other outlets are
right.
gaining
they,
traction.
They want to go. You know what the good old days are to these people? back in the 1980s. Dan Rather, he was still the anchor. He hadn't you know, been fired yet, and they decided to do a documentary. They still did documentaries in prime time on the atrocities that were committed by American soldiers in Vietnam. So they, you know what they did? You know how they sought out these people? They put ads in the newspaper. Have you been? Were you involved in atrocities in Vietnam? Would you like to be on national TV? So guess what happened, Grace?
Oh, geez. I can only imagine the amount of tips they got from people.
It's the astonishing thing was that only 3 out of the 5 people were total fakers and phonies that they interviewed. And you know what? Nobody ever heard about it because there was nobody to report it, because the New York Times, the Washington, they were all in on the same gag. And so they just let these people, you know, just go on. And they had 3 out of 5 were Da-Nang Dick Blumenthal's.
That's like at the end of the Jerry Springer show when it would say, you know, they were recording for the next week and they would say, do you have a brother-in-law that you had an affair with that also is your cousin from blah, blah, blah? Like, they would put out this thing and then hope that people would call in with that crazy scenario. You're going to catch crazy people if you put that out there.
Right. And they never checked. And that's the thing. They never checked. It's all the same stuff.
I will say, though, Howie, they weren't fakers. They were just fake but accurate stories.
By the way, Rachel Rollins, this is a breaking news story. Rachel Rollins has just resigned after a months-long ethics investigation by the Justice Department Inspector General into her appearance at a political fundraiser. You know, I give my own newspaper a lot of crap for not covering the news, but this was our story. We got the pictures. Remember the pictures of her leaving the federal car in I think North Andover or Andover. She was going to a fundraiser and during working hours, and she has resigned.
That doesn't seem like something that would cause someone to resign, though, nowadays. Considering nobody resigns anymore.
I don't know. You know, like I said, I've always gotten along with her personally. You know, and her parents are listeners and viewers of this show. But, you know, I think that morale was extremely low in that office, and they're very depressed. I should have known something was coming when they identified yesterday a press release, and they referred to a Guatemalan man rather than a Framingham man.
Yeah, that
should have been my tip off. My antenna wasn't up. My ears were still steam was coming out over Chuck Dolan.
Well, good for the Boston Herald getting the scoop.
That is good. That is good.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I got my RAV4. It's a great staff. You'll enjoy the car buying or leasing experience that is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be, toyotaofportsmouth.com.
Oddly, Oddly, the Boston Herald did not receive credit for the story. That's another shocking development.
Howie, there could be a political shakeup in 2024. We've talked about this group before, No Labels. They're trying to find this middle-of-the-road candidate that will appeal to people who don't identify as very liberal or very conservative. And that what that really means is Joe Manchin. The Joe Manchin type candidate,
right? Well, wasn't he in Iowa or somewhere over the weekend, or within the last week?
Last time I checked in on him, he was in Ukraine with a country singer, Brad Paisley, and Zelensky. So I don't really keep tabs on Joe Manchin. But my question for you is, Howie, if there were a third party candidate, and we've been talking a lot about RFK Jr., he's obviously running as a Democrat, but he could shake things up for Joe Biden, Marianne Williamson, that whole thing. But if there were a real third party candidate, which party do you think hurts the most?
I think it would depend on who the candidate is.
If it was Joe Manchin, Republicans would get hurt the most, because you'd have all the Mitt Romney types who would say, I'll vote for Joe Manchin over Donald Trump.
I don't
Trump.
Know about that. I'm not sure about that. If it were,
I think Republicans are a lot more likely to say, I can't vote for Donald Trump. I'll vote for Joe Manchin. He's more my style, even if it means we're going to lose.
The thing is, the third-party candidates traditionally, whether it's in a federal election or a state election, they do well until the very end, and then people say, you know what, I'm not going to throw my vote away.
Yeah.
And then they go back to one of the other parties. And I think, and it's hard to get on the ballot. It's hard. It gets harder and harder. It costs tens of millions of dollars to get on the ballot. Look at Ross Perot was the last guy who really put the thing together.
I was going to say, who do you think out of all of the third party candidates in history, in American history, who made the best run of it?
Teddy Roosevelt, obviously, he threw the election to Woodrow Wilson, the racist Democrat back in 1912. You know, he actually finished second, and William Howard Taft, the Republican incumbent president, finished third.
Taft, who got stuck in the bathtub, lest we not forget.
I thought about saying that, but then, you were giving me such grief about the insurrection being propelled this afternoon at the Capitol by the fat women.
Well, I brought up the Taft thing because that's the only little historical nugget I have, because my brother was actually
watch your microaggressions, bro.
Taught by one of Taft's ancestors, so they learned about that story about the bathtub.
One of Taft's descendants.
Descendants, yes. She was very old. She was a very old woman.
Well, his son became a senator from Ohio and ran for president against Eisenhower, almost got the nomination and died of a brain tumor. And then the grandson, I think, became a senator for a couple of terms in Ohio after that. Yes.
It's a political dynasty, you might say.
It really was a political dynasty.
Well, Howie, that's it for me. I'm going to go get some Al Magaucha before the VIPs get to it.
Okay. If Rachel Rollins is out there, you can come and drown your sorrow in some nice, delicious Brazilian steakhouse food.
She has called in multiple times.
She has.
And that's why we always give her credit here, because she's not afraid to call in. So if she's out there.
Lines
are open.
You know, her parents listened to the show, and she could have been worse.
Yeah.
Okay? I've said this before. You know, you want to stop Rachel Rollins, you're going to get somebody worse. Because that's the lesson of the Brandon administration, I think. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me. If you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
This is God-fearing American Comfort. We don't take kindly to outsiders trying to tell us how to live.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. His fluency in dead languages is unmatched.
Fax, mentis, incendium, gloria, culpum, etc., etc. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 617 says, who would vote for Joe Manchin for president? He got rolled by Chuck Schumer. What a great leader he would be. Exactly. Exactly. I think, you know, sometimes these people want to just check out, you know, like John, remember John Ashbrook? Probably most people don't remember him. He was the congressman from Ohio or Illinois. See, I'm even forgetting him. He was the third party candidate in 1980 because you know, Democrats didn't want to vote for Carter, but they couldn't stomach Reagan at the time. So he ran, and he was being redistricted out, or he was, you know, getting up there in age, and he didn't want to be in Congress anymore. So he just decided to run for president. And I think the same thing with Manchin. The latest poll I saw, Governor Justice in West Virginia, former Democrat who switched over to the Republican Party a few years back, he's running for the Senate, and he's up by, I believe, 14 points. And he's got tons of money. So I appreciate the guy. When he blocks a particularly odious Biden appointee, you know, because he's angry about getting rolled by Chuck Schumer, that's good. But I would never vote for him under any circumstances for anything. I don't trust the guy as far as I could throw him. 844-500-4242. 978. Come on, Ross Perot gave us Clinton. Manchin gives us Biden. I don't know. I don't take it seriously, really. 844-500-4242, 844. We've got some cuts we'll play at after the top of the hour break from Donald Trump. He was on with Dan Bongino today on his radio show, basically taking a victory lap. It's pretty good stuff, though, I think. You know, he's enjoying it. They're having a meltdown on Twitter about it, you know. Hey, I still think he's guilty. I don't care what the evidence is. Great, great. Hope you could be on a jury that's trying to send me to prison. You don't care what the evidence is. There's a lot more of these people around, and most of them are on the left, if you haven't noticed. 844-500-4242. By the way, did you hear about Congressman Jerry Connolly? He's a Northern Virginia Democrat. I believe he's another one from Massachusetts originally. Yesterday, Fairfax City police were called to his office. A district office after a man who was allegedly carrying a metal bat entered the office and proceeded to attack some of Connolly's staffers, allegedly asking for the congressman himself. And so you know how this plays out. He's a Democrat. This must be MAGA people. We're going to go, you know what, to the wall with this. Well, they went bleep to the wall for this for a few moments until... Police, this was a tweet that came out. Police say they've arrested Zwan Ka Tran Pham in the attack against the office of Democrat Rep Connolly. Further, NBC Washington reporter Drew Wilder wrote on his Twitter feed about how about an hour prior to the attack on the Democrat's office, Pham allegedly harassed and attempted to attack a woman who was parked in a car shortly after asking her if she was white. He was charged with a hate crime for that one. A hate crime. And he was not wearing a MAGA hat when he had his mugshot taken. They should, you know, all police stations should have a MAGA hat around that they can put on all the defendants, you know, so they can assure that they're going to get a lot of play. In 2022, last year, Pham filed a lawsuit against the CIA. The CIA has been guilty of wrongfully imprisoning me in a lower perspective based on physics called the book world since 1995. He said the CIA had been torturing him from the fourth dimension. Sounds like a Democrat to me. I'm Howie Carr.